This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Cincinnati's candidates for mayor almost immediately reacted after the jury in the Ray Tensing case was unable to reach a verdict last Friday. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about how this issue will play out in the mayor's race. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So is this hung jury and mistrial a topic that really should be discussed as part of the mayoral race?
Well, it's going to be, one way or the other. I think if the prosecutor decides to retry Ray Tensing, then, in fact, it is going to become an issue. And I think the candidates themselves are going to go out to all these candidate forums and community forums, and they're going to be asked about it, no matter where they go. Even though this is not, strictly speaking, a city hall issue, this is a issue for the courts, for the county courts. And they really have no direct involvement in it, but they're going to be asked about it, and they're going to have answers.
Well, let's start out with the challenger, Yvette Simpson. What did she have to say after the mistrial was declared?
She was out there in front of the courthouse immediately after Judge Giz declared the mistrial. She was out standing in the rain with a number of protesters, a few dozen at that point, and more showed up later. You know, she called it a sad day. She asked people, you know, she said people should protest this. She said they should do it peacefully. And she said, quote, "I am standing with the protesters." And she made it very clear that that's, you know, she wants to see this man retried and believes that he should be convicted.
What about Mayor John Cranley? How did he respond?
The mayor, a little over an hour after the mistrial was declared, he held a press conference in his city hall office with police chief Isaac Harry Black, the city manager, and some faith leaders from the African-American community. Said basically three things. He said he believes Tensing is guilty. He believes that he should have been found guilty. He also said that he knows that people are very angry and that they have every right under the First Amendment to protest and express that anger, but that they should do it in a peaceful manner. And he also made the very strong point, because he is the mayor, that the police chief and the city manager are prepared to deal with any protests that might get out of hand. Now, he said that he doesn't believe that will happen. He believes that protests are going to be peaceful and respectful, but he made it very clear that if that's not the case, that the city's prepared to deal with it.
Now, it seems there's a bit of a difference between the two candidates and how they reacted to this.
Right.
Is that because there's a possibility of a third trial?
Oh, well, I think that's part of it, I'm sure. But, you know, I'll tell you the truth. I don't think there's that great a difference between the two of them. I mean, one of them is a non-incumbent. One of them is an incumbent. John Cranley has to speak in different terms than Yvette Simpson does, because, you know, she's not the mayor of Cincinnati. She wants to be the mayor of Cincinnati. But really, when it comes down to it, they're not that far apart. They're saying that people have a right to protest. They are saying that people should do so peacefully. They believe that Ray Tensing should be retried. They believe that Ray Tensing should have been found guilty in this trial. I'm having a hard time finding where the real differences are between them.
How do you think all of this is going to figure in when it's time for people to head into the voting booth or to vote absentee and cast their ballots?
I think that Yvette Simpson, you know, has very strong support in the African-American community. She is African-American, obviously. And John Cranley has some support in the African-American community as well, and is trying to build more. This could be an issue, but to tell you the truth, I don't think it's going to be an overwhelming issue. I think broader issues about justice for African Americans in the city of Cincinnati are going to take over.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.